Audio File 4, Cologne Old Town. The area around the former Benedictine Abbey of St. Martin, the Altarmarkt, and the Heumarkt has always been a very lively quarter, wherein living, working, trading, pleasure, culture, religion, and tourism mixes. Anyone walking through the old town with the audio guide should look very closely. Stone grimaces with centimeter-long tusks adorn numerous house walls in Cologne's old town. There are various legends about the origin of these masks, which are also known as Grinheads or Anno Heads, after Archbishop Anno. However, the most likely story is that a rod was inserted between the V-shaped downward tusks, which reached from the floor to a hole in the wall under the mask. With the help of a rope, a simple pulley could then be made over whereon goods could be pulled. In addition, you will find flood marks on the walls of the houses, which testify to many historical floods. The current Rhine level can be read at the Kölnerpegel gauge tower. There are other smaller squares and alleys in the old town and are worth a visit. The fish market and Jupp Smith's Platz, for example. In addition to the Rhine promenade and the adjacent staple houses, the Heumarkt and the Altarmarkt are particularly popular and represent a central meeting point for Cologne residents and tourists, especially during the carnival and Christmas season. In addition, the Chocolate Museum, which is not only popular with children, is located on the Rhine and is described separately in our audio guide. Also worth visiting is the 4711 Dufthaus, Fragrance House, in whose fragrance museum the history of Cologne can be experienced, and which is talked about in the next audio of the audio guide.